Well, this week, one of Donald Trump's former advisors turned against the president and launched a campaign to deny Mr. Trump 4 more years in office. Anthony Scaramucci said President Trump had alienated global allies, botched trade talks with China, and could cause a crisis that would upend the liberal world order. In 2017, President Trump appointed Mr. Scaramucci, a financier whose nickname is the Mooch, as White House communications director, then fired him 11 days later. Now Scaramucci says he was wrong about Donald Trump and he's calling on Republicans to back a different candidate for 2020. I spoke to him and began by asking if he thought President Trump was really serious when he proposed purchasing Greenland.
I mean, it's hard to really know anymore when he's serious, when he's not serious. But I think the big problem for everybody now is just stop it, because you're the leader of the free world. You control the bully pulpit. And so I can't figure out if he's serious or not. What I do know is that they were worried about the Chinese financing the 4 airports in Greenland, and I think the United States came up with a way to help the Danish government seek that financing. And how that led to him thinking it was for sale, that's beyond me. If it's a joke, that's still serious, because he's canceling a state visit with one of our allies due to his narcissistic petulance. So this is the sort of stuff that if you were a supporter of his, which I was a supporter of his, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. It's like if you've hired somebody to be the CEO of something and they can't execute, or they're having a nervous breakdown, or they're acting in this sort of bizarre way, you have to seek a replacement for that person.
Can I ask you about your own change of heart on this president? Two years ago, you served as his communications director. This week, you wrote, "I was wrong about Donald Trump." Has he changed, or have you changed?
Well, I think the criticism of me is, well, he's the exact same person that he was in 2015 and 16, and that may be a fair criticism. I'm obviously a flawed person, so I'm not sitting here going to try to justify my support of him back then. I think what typically happens to people that have supported him, they look at some of the good things that they think he could do. The economy was strong. He was deregulating. The African-American unemployment number and Hispanic-American unemployment numbers were at all-time lows. And so what often happens with his supporters, the stuff that he's doing stylistically or on Twitter or the bombast or equivocating Jerome Powell to President Xi and calling them both enemies of the United States, people have had a tendency to say, okay, well, we'll tolerate that to get this other stuff. But my point in that op-ed is that it became overwhelming that his style, mannerisms, the direction he's taking the economy in now far outweigh any of the positives of the president.
Now, you're clearly concerned about his actions in relation to trade and upsetting global alliances. Can I ask, why has it taken you 2 years since you were inside the White House to come out and take this strong stand against him?
It's a really good question. And this may also be true in the Irish culture as it is in the Italian culture. We have a no whining policy in the Italian American culture here in the United States. And I thought it was very important not to whine about it and to stay loyal to the president's agenda and to see through moral suasion and other things if I could help in that way. If you go back over the last 2 years, I broke with him over the Charlottesville situation. I said that was a reprehensible thing that he was saying. I broke with him over the child separation. I broke with him saying that the press is not the enemy of the people. And so nobody could say to me, based on my track record, that I was a Trump apologist. I was really trying to stay loyal to him. And as I read in the Washington Post this week, the red line for me was the absolutely racist comments concomitant with the way he was handling himself in El Paso, which got thumb up in the air, smiling in a very detached, weird sort of way, while there's a young baby there. The young girl was orphaned due to a mass shooting in the United States, and yet he's standing there in the hospital with his thumb up in the air, grinning as if he was at some kind of high-heeled fundraiser. So, yep, I hear you. I think it's a justifiable criticism, but here's what I would say. Republicans know that there's something severely wrong And there will be a mass migration of Republicans that are going to draw the same conclusion that I've drawn. And what I'm suggesting to people that don't like the president or were there earlier than us, to create an off-ramp for those people. Because in some ways, the president is a demagogue, and he's expecting...
In what way?
Well, he expects blind obeisance from his supporters. I was on the Bill Maher show, an entertainment show on HBO this week, or at least 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, and I said a few things that the president didn't like. And then he took to Twitter to go after me. You know, I'm a private citizen. I'm not a political adversary. I'm not running for anything. And so as I pointed out to some of the American journalists, he may not have early stage dementia. I'm not somebody that can diagnose that, but I have a pretty good understanding of political history. He's certainly in early stage fascism. When you are the leader of the free world and the president of the United States, and you're going after private citizens on the presidential Twitter account, you're heading towards fascism. And so,
of course, he has gone after yourself, too. He said Anthony Scaramucci is, quote, a highly unstable nut job, and said you had presided over 11 days of gross incompetence. Was he saying there that he was wrong about you, too?
Well, I guess so. I mean, listen, I mean, I'll let your listeners make a determination if I'm on a highly unstable nut job or not, or is the president himself projecting about himself? I mean, one of the things I pointed out on my Twitter feed is that bullying is literally one of the most anti-American things that you could do, and he could plausibly be one of the most anti-American presidents. So he's now trying to bully me. I might also point out, and you could point this out to your listeners as well, that he went after my wife on his Twitter feed. It's a form of low-lifeness and despicableness that I think I'm hoping and praying that the American people will no longer tolerate.
Anthony, can I ask you about your own political action committee that you have launched with the aim of removing Donald Trump from office? Have you financial support from this? Are you putting your money in? How is this going to work?
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, you know, I've done reasonably well. I've lived the American dreams. I don't really need to raise outside money for it, but... you would be blown away and overwhelmed by the number of people that are calling me that want to put money in it. And one of the things we'll be spending the money on in the PAC is explaining to suburban women throughout the United States, specifically in the swing states, you know, just detailing what a horrific person this guy is. And just, again, pointing out that he attacks women who have no standing in the political system. When I say no standing, meaning they're not out there talking about him. He's a lowlife. I just know that if we let this go on, if we have a guy like this running the United States for the next 5 years, that this will be a potential domestic and global disaster.
Will you back a candidate to challenge him in the upcoming 2020 primary?
Have to see about that. I'm hoping there's a couple of very experienced candidates. Some have announced already, and some of my friends have not announced yet and are contemplating it. And I have to see if we can get those guys out of the woodwork. The problem is, for the very same reason that you're questioning me and you're giving me very legitimate questions, what took me so long, why did you break from them, many people are going to be fearful of taking questions like that or fearful of being bullied on the presidential Twitter feed.
Do you think he can be beaten?
Know that. Oh, for sure. Of course. He's cracking right now. He's having a full-blown nervous breakdown on the world stage. He's tweeting ridiculous things like President Xi and Jerome Powell are enemies of the United States. You know, he's out trying to tweet about Macron, but he can't spell the president of France's name appropriately. I mean, he's in a full-blown nervous breakdown right now. So, yes, I do think he can be beaten.
And that was former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci talking with me earlier. We're back with more after the break.